All right, welcome to episode number 7 of the Marketing Mayhem Money Podcast. Last week I had my buddy Jeff Gardner on. We were talking about email marketing. This week is my friend Ryan McGinn. He is a affiliate who does a lot of stuff in the fitness niche, which is kind of how I met him. But he has a really kind of cool business model that I think is perfect for anybody who really doesn't have a ton of money to throw into paid advertising, or if you don't have you want to go with the whole, media buying or email drop route type thing. But Ryan does a really cool stuff with blogs and SEO and just kind of does a lot of product reviews and makes really good money off of it. So and he's kind of built this business up over the last year from scratch and is on pace to do pretty good money this year. So let me introduce Ryan, or actually Ryan, introduce yourself, and we'll get rolling, bud.
Good stuff, man. Once again, thanks for letting me come on the podcast. I know you've had a lot of big-time guys on here. I feel humbled to be a part of that.
You're a big-time guy now, dog.
But yeah, like you were saying, I built my business up in the last year, all based off of small, simple, 3 to 5 page WordPress blogs that I got really good at SEO. I ranked them for specific keywords and product review terms, and just the last year, I made $10,000 last year on ClickBank, and I guess it's December now, and I just hit almost creeped on $50,000 this year. So depending on how good this month is, I might make, like $55,000. I don't know. Depends on if I stop working or not.
Right.
but yeah, I mean, it's not six figures yet, but I have no doubt by the middle of next year, I'll crack a six-figure mark and beyond. So, and that's all in the last year and a half.
Nice. What kind of give them an idea of your, I guess, start to finish of like setting up a blog and what you're putting on it when you're trying to target these keywords?
I look for some high SERPs, lower competition, really really specific keywords, and I like to target the real things that I mean in the niche that everybody says they're called buying keywords. Well, I like to look past that. I like to look for like obsessive type of keywords. Like to the point where like somebody like there's kind of a messed up mindset going in when they're searching for that term. And one of my blogs that I make good money with is called perfectbodymeasurements.com. And with a keyword like that, you're kind of obsessed with looking good. So you're going to be more apt to spend money.
Right.
I mean, it's like people that look for like specific, really, really specific things, like lose 10 pounds from my waist or gain an inch on my arm. Like those are very like, I guess you could say, egotistical terms.
Yeah.
So I like to look for things like that. And I spend a lot of time just kind of in the Google keyword tool, like looking on forums and other people's blogs and just looking for stuff that people say that isn't really like mainstream. That's not like, I would never build a blog and try to rank for the term fat loss. To me, that would be stupid. You know, I would look for lose 5 inches in 24 hours.
Right.
You know, like things like that. And then basically all I do is I buy a domain. I like exact match domains, and which is means that exact keyword .com/.net or .org. And I usually average 3 to 5 blog posts. Most of the time it's only 3. And I really only blog on that blog until I get it to number 1.
Nice. So,
or top 3. I mean, I used to be obsessed with having all of my blogs number 1. But once they started having momentum, I realized that as long as I get them somewhere high up on page 1 of Google, that the momentum takes over and I just keep building more and more and more. So that, and they're just simple. I don't write more than 500 words normally. I mean, they're usually 3 to 500 word posts, and I kind of keep an eye on the moneymakers. And if they drop off, I throw another post up there. I throw some links at it. And if you pick your keyword terms right when you're doing this, you don't have to do a whole lot of backlinking. So that's what I found, that the more the backlink comes in, the more greedy and you get with your keyword.
And you're like, kind of to explain to the people listening, your idea is to make a ton of small sites that make X amount of dollars a month and combined end up making you a lot of money instead of going the route of making one really, really big site, right?
Yeah, when I started, I was hoping to make it rich with one blog, and I realized shortly after that that's not going to happen. And that's what a lot of people say. But what I did start realizing was over like the first, like I had really good success when I made my first affiliate blog. And I made, I think I made like $700 from that, but that was for a product I was launching, I believe. Before anybody knew about the term, it was called launch jacking. So I was on the assumption that everything I built was going to be like that. So I just kept building and building and building. I started realizing, well, I had a $2,000 a month because of that product, you know, but now, you know, I've only made like $300.
Right.
So I kept grinding forward and making more and more and more. And then I would just find that every time I made a blog, like once a week, I'd get a sale from that blog. And then once a week, I'd get a sale from another blog. And then I ended up getting, you know, once I hit like 50 blogs, I had like this momentum going that like every day I was getting a sale from like, you know, random blogs. It wasn't ever the same blog. So, and that just got me realizing that it's not really about making one blog to make you all the sales. It's about having, you know, 1,000 blogs making you one sale a month.
Right.
You know, and I treat them now like a membership site. Like, you know, each blog to me is worth $31.50. And every time I build a blog, I know that it'll eventually make a sale.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's not, I mean, there are dead blogs. Some blogs make no money. Some blogs suck and they piss me off. And, you know, I have blogs that get 300 visitors a day that I make no money from. I mean, so it's just like, ugh. I mean, you get, that's the kind of shit you deal with. And then, like being an affiliate, you never know when, like, even now, like, I still have low months. Like, October was a low month for me. And I don't know if it was just because, you know, fitness isn't as popular in October. I don't know. And I wasn't buying traffic. I was just relying off organic. But then this month is, you know, I'm ramping back up to $1,200 a week. So it's like, it's really weird how it works. And the more I realize it's just, if I keep doing it for 2-3 more years, I'm going to have so much out there that my low month now, which is like $2,500, will be $4,500, and my high months will be $10,000. And it's just the more shit you have out there, the more money you're going to make.
What this is something I'm kind of curious about, and I think a lot of people probably are. So you promote multiple ClickBank offers. What do you kind of look for in a ClickBank offer when you promote it?
I don't. I mean, it's going to sound backwards to what everybody says. I really don't look for high gravity. I build a blog to answer the question, and I give them the most related product that I can.
Right.
So it's not really, I mean, I sell some high gravity products. I mean, I do sell products that have a lot of gravity, a lot of affiliates sell on ClickBank, but I don't really look for, I'm not going to sell a fat loss product because it has a gravity of 400 to a term that says gain 10 pounds of muscle in 48 hours.
Right.
Like it's not a fit, but if somebody had, you know, muscle in a month, I would throw that product on that blog and promote that because it just makes the most sense.
Right.
So, I mean, I really, and being that like Google's changing their, you know, their algorithms all the time and, you know, the different updates and stuff, what I found that just, if I can just tailor the blog really, really specifically and give good content and, you know, help the person, whoever is searching for that specific term, that my blogs never get messed with in Google and I continue to make sales because it's just, I mean, it's not rocket science. I mean, if somebody wants to, you know, gain, you know, 3 inches on their arms and somebody has gained 3 inches on your arms in 30 days product, the two are going to go together. So that's what I kind of stick to. I mean, I don't recommend building a bunch of shit and just throwing it at the most popular product on ClickBank. I mean, unless it's a perfect fit.
Are you testing like rotating offers at all, or do you just pick one and stick with it?
I usually pick one and stick with it. I mean, I've tested different colors on my vlogs. Like, when I do like celebrity type stuff and I know that vlogs are going to get like 5-10,000 visitors in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll build two separate blogs and I'll change the colors. I'll do different exit pops. And what I found is just, I mean, colors on the way I'm writing don't mean shit. Nobody cares. I mean, different headlines. If I put a headline or a header on the blog, my sales go down.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I keep them all like newspaper style.
Right.
I mean, I use the theme thesis, so it's like really basic.
Yep.
And I find that banner ads they drop my sales. What really works that really, really well right now, and if people, I mean, I don't know if you have them for your product, but are those video stills. where like it looks like a YouTube video, but it's got a play button, but there's no video, and then when you click it, it takes you to your affiliate link to another page.
Right.
Those things crush for me.
Yeah, I mean, we found through conversion-wise, it converts even better if you're sending to a video sales letter.
Yeah, yeah. If you, I don't ever put that on there unless I'm actually sending them to watch a video.
Right.
That's kind of dick if you have like a fake YouTube video there, yeah. and then you send them to a regular sales letter. I mean, I sleep better at night knowing that I just sent them to a video. It doesn't have to be at right at the top of the page, but if there's a video somewhere on the page, I'm cool with it.
Nice.
But yeah, and I like to put those right like in the middle of the content, and like when I write my third post is like that's what the money post is. It's like the wherever I keep it, like the higher up on the page I have that video still, the better my conversions are for sales, because I really don't want them on my page. I want them off my page and they're reading the affiliate offer or watching a sales video.
You were talking about your the exit pop. What are you doing with the exit pops on the blog?
Oh, man, I use the greatest WordPress plugin known to man, and that's called WP Lapdance. And it's a $20 WordPress plugin, and my friend, oh, he's now my friend, and the only reason we became friends was because I met him at a seminar, and I showed him how that his exit pop plugin had probably made me $10,000, $15,000 to that point.
Nice.
And I became his most successful student or purchaser of the product. So, but what it does is it loads the affiliate site behind. When they try to leave, a pop-up comes up. It looks really professional. It's not spammy looking. It just says, I usually just say click here to visit the official so-and-so's website. But while that pop-up comes up, the actual affiliate site loads behind it. So even if you X that out of the pop-up, the affiliate site is still behind it, and they start reading the affiliate site, they can buy the product.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's $20. And it's just the best $20 that anybody could ever spend. If I had an affiliate link for it, I'd say it, but it's $20, and it's just it's worth every penny to anybody that picks it up.
What's it called again?
WP Lapdance.
I might have to check it out.
It's insane. Like it's only for WordPress blogs though. They don't have he doesn't have it. I don't think for actually he might. He might have revamped it for HTML pages, but I was pretty sure that all he had it for was WordPress blogs.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's and it's I mean it kind of does the it's a gray hat way of cookie stuffing too. Because when I've actually ran it through ClickBank, because I had an upset affiliate that like reported me to ClickBank about 8-9 months ago, and he reported me for cookie stuffing, and I actually got on the phone with ClickBank, and that's how I actually met Devon, who the creator of the plugin was. He got on the phone with ClickBank with me, and we both talked to ClickBank, and they said it was okay, and that we were doing nothing wrong. And then he got the ClickBank seal approval for his plugin, and I, you know, that made him look better. And then that affiliate felt like a dick because they were trying to rat me out.
Oh, nice. That's funny.
So, but yeah, I highly recommend that plugin to
I've actually never heard of that, but I want to check it out now.
Yeah, I only use 4 plugins on my blog.
Keeping it simple.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of... I use SEO Presser as well. I think that plugin is amazing.
Right. All right, so last time we talked, you were telling me you're launching a new product to your first kind of diving into the internet marketing space, trying to teach everybody kind of your system of how you built from scratch to making pretty good income now. Give me an idea, like, what's that about?
Yeah, it's we just started testing it and pre-launching it last week. It's called Affiliate Blog Empire, and it's basically like we talked about. It's all about in my philosophy of building these simple WordPress blogs, but building a lot of them. And I go through and I really I believe it's 28 videos now, and you know, a couple PDF reports. But and I dive in, and you actually follow me from start to finish, screen capture where I build a blog. And I write my post, first post, second post, third post, fourth post, and so on. I show you what plugins I use. I explain in depth why I use them. I show you how I set them up. I also show how I backlink. I have 2, like, 30-minute videos about backlinking, and I basically have a basic and advanced. And I tell you in the video that if you build a new blog, start at the basic, and I have it step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. and then see where you rank. And then if you're still not where you want to be, go to the advanced, and you go step one, step two, step three, step four. And if you're not top three after doing that, you picked too hard of a keyword, and I tell you to just move on to another blog. But that, I have case studies. I show four different case study videos in there where I've gone through and I show a product review, I show a keyword blog, I show a trending topic blog, and a dead site, as I call it, which is a blog that gets traffic but makes no money. And I basically dissect four of my most profitable sites and show, you know, why they make money and how I'm going to help people.
Nice. I like, kind of what you're doing now is how I got started, except I was doing more Squidoo back then. I had one really good blog for MMA type stuff that made me good money. This was back when you could really game Squidoo, and they ranked so freaking well. I mean, you could get like 100 links that are just crap and outrank like PR5 sites within like a month.
Yeah, Squidoos, I still have some success with Squidoos.
Yeah.
I do quite a bit. I mean, like my system isn't, I talk about, I don't go too much into the social sites in my system, because I stress that people need to have control over their sites.
Yep.
And when you start building a lot of them, you want to own everything. You want to have full control. But, you know, if I know a keyword term is going to be popular, I will build a Squidoo, a Blogspot, a YouTube video, Vimeo. I'll make a whole link network around a Squidoo page, you know, and rank the shit out of Squidoo. Because the thing about Squidoos and bloggers is you could spam the shit out of those things with thousands of links and nobody gives a shit.
Right.
So, I mean, that's usually a last ditch effort. I mean, I don't like to do that. I like to use Squidoos and bloggers, and I use like not duplicate content, but I like to put I like to spin my articles, and I like to just, you know, reformat my stuff. And if I can get exact match keywords for an entire first page, and on the first page I got my main website, I got my Squidoo, I got my Blogspot, I got a YouTube video, a Vidler video, a Vimeo video, and a hub page. I mean, the more landscape you cover, the better. So, I mean, I'm not against doing any of that. And for in my system, if you just did my system with free sites, you'd still be successful. It's just you wouldn't, you know, if Blogger decides to shut down the whole network, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, I had that. That's kind of what happened to me with, I used to do poker affiliate stuff. I was doing really well on Squidoo. I think I made like 60 grand within a year just off of Squidoo. And
nice.
They basically axed every gambling page, so I was just instantly done.
That sucks, but, you know, and a lot of things that it's like you got to stay on top of things too. I mean, that was 60 grand in a year off Squidoo. I'd call that a good year, you know, time to move on and figure something new out.
Right.
You know, like what I'm doing with WordPress blogs, I mean, fortunately, it's kind of an evergreen business model. You know, I don't foresee, you know, WordPress going anywhere in the near future and Google's opinion of WordPress changing. The only thing I see changing, especially with my business model, is you have to write unique content. I mean, the content that you, that if somebody were to pick my model and, you know, just steal all my content and try to copy it, it won't work. It's just, you have to write your own content. It has to be good and it has to make sense. And that's what I'm seeing.
Are you adding content to these blogs over time, or do you just keep them how they are?
I don't, I've tried both ways. Most of the time, when I build them, I don't build them all at once. Like I don't set up a blog, put all the plugins on, write five blog posts, put them all up at once, and then walk away. I don't do that. Like when I build a blog, I usually only do 2 to 3 a week, you know, like sometimes more. Like I've done 30 days in a row where I did a blog every day. I mean, I could build them in like 45 minutes. So like there's not a whole, they're not like in depth. But I like to, over time, just like write the first post and let it sit, and then come back like 4 or 5 days later and see where Google put it.
Right.
And usually when you do that, Google will throw you, if you do your keyword research right, Google's going to put you somewhere on page 2 with like a 300 word blog post and a nicely set up clean thesis blog. So I was always like, all right, cool. So then I would go in and I'd make another post, my second post, and I'd wait, you know, 3-4 days and come back, and usually by that time I'm either high page 2, bottom of page 1, and I'm like, all right, cool. Well, then I wait a few more days to let it bounce around, and then I throw in my last and final post, which your final post is like a lot of good content. You know, you got to really, really write it well, and it's a really, really good article. So that Google holds a lot of, you know, there's a lot of staying power at that. So by the time I do that, I'm usually somewhere bottom page one, mid page one, and then I just add some basic links to all three posts, and usually I'm top three.
You know, so, I was just thinking, like, if you have any, you said you have basically more like specific type stuff, but if you have like certain blogs that could promote, say, like any general like fat loss ClickBank product type thing, dude, if you put like an offer rotator where you put like three different ones in there within the link and then it rotates each one and you just track the conversions, you'd find out pretty quickly like which one's really crushing it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and also, I'm not against building like authority sites, which is like basically one main blog. I mean, people, when they see my course, it's not just, you know, tailored to, you know, just making these little niche blogs. You could take the philosophies that I teach and make pages on an authority blog and just make thousands of pages, very keyword specific, and write like I teach people to write in my, you know, in my course. And I've had people, I've had friends that have taken their, you know, dead blogs, making like 40 visitors a day to, you know, 500 to 700 visitors a day. And now they're making like $1,500 a month from their one little, you know, their blogs.
Nice.
So it's like, and that, if I had that, I would definitely test offers, like for sure. Like if that were my setup, I'd have a thesis, like a multimedia box in the top, and I would just rotate, you know, different banners and different video stills, and I would definitely do that. But you know, like I find most of my sites that are successful, they don't get more than 100 visitors a day.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't even really get the traffic to really, really, you know, see a benefit of testing it. I just build more.
Yeah.
And it's like a bulk of hops. Like I sell a lot of visual impact muscle building, and I probably send the guy, Rusty, the product creator, I mean, each month I send him like 25,000-30,000 hops a month. You know, I mean, and a lot of that's exit pop traffic and stuff like that. So it's not like perfectly warm and ready to buy.
Right.
But I mean, it's such a volume thing. I mean, I'm good friends with Mike, you know, Mike Westerdahl, as you know, and you're friends with him too. I mean, his site Critical Bench, he taught me right early on that it's like sometimes you get lucky and you get those real specific keywords that you only need like five visitors to make a sale. He's like, but if you're relying on that, you know, you're not going to get, you know, that momentum fast enough. So he did the same thing I did, and he just made thousands of pages on criticalbench.com. And next thing you know, he's sending 300,000 affiliate hops a month and, you know, making 10 grand a month.
Nice.
So it's like I base everything off volume, and I don't like to get, you know, stuck on one blog. Like if I have a blog that's not doing shit, I just forget about it and move on. You know, right. a lot of people have that mental tie to their site, and that's something that I had to get out of. Is that you'll go crazy if you have a site that's getting traffic and making, you know, money.
Right.
So
nice. I want to ask you what coming up. What are you doing? Conference wise, masterminds, anything?
I'm going to the Ryan Dice event. I'm 90% sure I'm going to hit that one up, and that's at the end of January, I believe. And it's in Austin, Texas. It's a really good event. And I'll probably end up at Yonex again this year. So nice. That's in, I want to say March, maybe.
Well, I was going to say, when's Yonex? It's usually like March or April.
Yeah, it's usually the end of March, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
So I really like the Austin event, the Ryan Dice one. I went last year, and it was just really, really good. And I met a lot of cool people and got to hang out with guys, and I didn't make it too much to the conference. I more or less got drunk at night and stayed with my friends and hung out outside. But I've learned that that's what a lot of the conferences are about.
Dude, it's when you make the best connections at 2 a.m. at the bar.
Yep. I mean, and that's when the best ideas go around. I mean, and I found that the most successful people online already know what they're doing, so they don't really go into the conferences. And I can totally understand this. And they don't go to and listen because it clutters their head full of ideas.
Yeah, and I can see that.
And I mean, people start now that are like, pick a system and do it. You know, right. Like you have to get your feet wet and you have to do something over and over again to really see the repetitive nature of how making money in online works. Like, you know, I had good success with my first blog out of sheer luck, but that luck quickly ran out. And it was like, oh my God, now what do I do? And then I just kept going and going and going, and I just kept making blogs, and I kept making videos, and I kept making Squidoo pages, I kept making bloggers, and before you know it, it's just, you have that, you know, you've hit that tipping point, and you have that momentum going that, you know, you're rewarded with cash.
Yeah, I mean, you're one of the, I would say one of the few who has taken a pretty simple idea that a lot of people could do. I mean, it really doesn't take a whole lot of tech smarts or smarts in any realm, but just discipline and keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a discipline aspect, and that, so a lot of people don't have that. Like, a lot of people, like, and you have to figure that out right away. Like, some people may be product creators, and they can create a new product every month, and they love the fact of creating the product and making the sales page and driving, and, you know, getting other people to drive traffic to it. I mean, that may be, you know, where some people are, but for me, it was just, I didn't like to talk to anybody. I didn't want to rely on anybody to send me traffic. I wanted to send all my own traffic to my simple little sites and, you know, just keep doing it. Like that was my thing. And there was a lot of times, like, I know you've dealt with it too. It's just like, I fucking hate blogs. Like, I don't want to make blogs anymore. Like, what's exciting for me is finding new terms to build a blog around. And I'm getting to the point where, like, you know, in the future, and probably after the first year, I'm going to start really delving into outsourcing a lot more. And I really want to gather a team to where I'm only finding the keywords. And I have trained, you know, 3 or 4 people. I got my SEO guy. I got my blog installation guy. And I have my content writer. And I want those 3 people to work together and then really expand my system to the next level. Because that's where I found, I mean, that's where I'm headed. That's where I know I need to go. It's just, I do have fun making the blogs. Like, I say I hate the blogs, but it, you know, it's more the repetitive things. When you make a blog and within 3 days you make a sale, it's the greatest feeling in the world. I mean, it's like saying, like, it's like standing out on your balcony, like, yelling, fuck you to the man. You know, I just figured some shit out. I'm smarter than the world, you know, like, it's the greatest feeling in the world. And if you pick keyword terms right, that could happen.
Right.
Because I mean, if you set it up right, like, especially, like, you know, if anybody goes to my site, Affiliate Blog Empire, I show product. I give 2 free videos out. That one's about a product review, and one's about celebrities. And if you tag a celebrity term with a proper product, you can have a blog up within a week and make like $1,000.
Right.
I mean, and there's nothing better than that. And I mean, and then you take that same blog and go to Flippa and sell the blog for 10 grand, you know?
Nice.
It's just like, I mean, there's a monthly income right there, you know, which would be 12 grand in your first month. I mean, it's not likely that that's going to happen, but the more you do it, the likelihood increases.
Right.
So it's like I love that. Like, that gets me excited. And I love people telling me stories. Like, I had a couple students of mine that had a couple Black Friday blogs. And one guy made like $800 last Friday.
Damn.
I mean that, and for, and he's like a bartender. Like, he does my system on the side. You know, I think he was working, you know, he was serving drinks that night on Thanksgiving night, and then came home to, you know, 4 a.m. and he already made like $600.
Nice.
Like, that's cool. Like, that's what I like to hear about. Like, not like that. I love, you know, like the $1 million riches and stuff, like the things like that. But I like hearing like the little stories, like the people that, you know, are only making $1,000 a month working part time in McDonald's, but find, you know, a free interview that I did like this and take my content, and, you know, now they're working at McDonald's and making $3 grand a month on the internet.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, when I started, I was delivering sandwiches and doing this part time. I would literally buy 2 domains a week. That's all I could invest. I was so broke. And you've seen me, like, I mean, when I first met you, I was still broke. I was only making, you know, I think I was making $1,000 a month online.
I still remember the story you told me when you guys were at the One Fitness conference and everybody went out to dinner and you're like,
oh yeah. Oh, I'll tell that story, 'cause it's funny as hell now. Like, I went out, like, you know how it is. You go to conferences, you want to hang out with the people that are doing shit. Well, this is like the second or third time I've gone to a conference, and like, I wanted to go to San, it was in San Diego. I really wanted to go. I knew it would be beneficial for me to be there. So I went anyways, and I spent most of my income on my flight out there. I was like, shit. I split a room with four other people. It was like me, Dave Sinek, Alex, and I think one of Dave's friends. So like my room was only like $100 for the weekend. So when I got there, I had like $300 left. Like that was my budget for like 4 days to be in San Diego and at an internet marketing conference. So like I was like, and like everybody invited me to come with them to this dinner, and I was like, okay. And I was like, so we go out, it's like a big steakhouse, and everybody's ordering all this food. And I was just like, all I could afford was like this little hamburger and like one beer. And I was like, okay. So I ordered my little hamburger, and I was eating it. I was drinking my beer, and I was drinking water after that. And then next thing you know, like the bill came, but like everybody kind of ordered in like a potluck fashion. Like everyone was like, oh yeah, get this appetizer, that appetizer, this, and then let's get wine. And then when it's time for the bill, they just split it evenly between everybody. And I was like, holy shit. Like my part of the bill was like $120. And I was like, I mean, I paid it. I happily paid it. But I was like, I left and I was like, man, I only got like $90 left for my trip. And now it's hilarious when I look back on it. But I mean, somehow like I managed to, you know, thank God for Subway, $5 footlongs, and Chipotle. I survived the rest of my trip. Met people. That trip is, you know, it's paid for itself nine times over with the fact that I went to that dinner with those guys. So
nice.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, and it's like unexpected. Like I was depressed. So I was like, man, I just got, oh, my car don't get declined.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was funny. Like, but.
That's a great story, dude. It really is.
Yeah, but like doing shit like that is like, you know, later on down the line, as you're creating your story of your life, you know, that's like, you know, it just, if I said that on stage, you know, that's going to inspire somebody, because somebody in there can relate to go into the grocery store and getting your card declined because you just bought a domain name with your last $10.
Oh, dude, I love it.
But yeah.
Nice.
I love that story. I have a bunch of those. I've done some dumb shit, you know, trying to just. I mean, I've blown like $500 on ads and failed miserably, only to not eat for 3 days, you know, and like call my mom to come take me to dinner because I paid my rent and bought Facebook ads and I was broke for the week.
That's funny.
And nobody will understand it either unless you're like actually in and doing it. So it's like, to me, it's fun. It's, you know, it's a crazy way of living how we live. Like,
definitely.
The lifestyle far outweighs the risks of, you know, your Facebook campaign failing.
Right.
Because my girlfriend right now is a nurse and she works for like 18 hours a day. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, I made a blog today. Worked for about 40 minutes.
Nice. I'm sure that makes her happy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I take her to dinner, she doesn't care. Keep her happy with like Michael Kors purses and shit. I don't know.
There you go.
So.
All right. So anybody who wants to check out your site, what's the website again?
Affiliateblogempire.com is my fitness site, or not my fitness, but my teaching site where I really go into, you know, helping people out and, you know, giving them good content. And that's where you can buy my product if you're interested. I facebook.com/RyanMcGinn. And I'm always on there. So.
All right. I'll link you up on the site so they can find it.
Yeah, but definitely check out, I mean, my affiliate blog empire for anybody listening is, I'd love for you to invest in my course. Obviously I'm pretty biased on the fact that my system works, but I mean, if not, I give two killer content videos. And If you can't afford to buy my course, at least use my free content videos to buy me a beer at Yonex event this year when I see you making money.
There you go. So. All right, bud. Well, thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing all your stuff. I think a lot of people who are either just getting started who don't really have the money to throw around for paid ads will get a lot out of this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a good system. It's very simple, low funding start. So I'm giving it a whirl. I mean, even if you what you're doing, do a blog a week for fun, and, you know, make $500 a month past the day. So, but I appreciate you letting me come on.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Later.